CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 18th of January 2026, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB announces important changes to its QSL Bureau service. RSGB Region 6 and 7 launch a new challenge for February. And could you be the RSGB Youth Activities and Engagement Champion? The RSGB is pleased to announce the next stage in developing its QSL Bureau services following the retirement of the RSGB QSL Bureau Manager, Richard Constantine, G3UGF. After comprehensive review of long-term options, the Society has entered into a formal contractual agreement with the German National Radio Society, Deutscher Amateur Radio Club, to process all incoming and outgoing RSGB QSL cards. DARC operates a modern, high-capacity QSL bureau. Its systems already support a number of national societies and offer industrial-scale reliability, digital processing capability, and long-term resilience. This partnership will provide a robust and effective QSL Bureau service for RSGB members. Volunteers remain essential to the RSGB QSL Bureau service, and the RSGB extends its thanks to all sub-managers whose dedication forms the backbone of the service. The new arrangements are designed to support volunteer involvement, not replace it, and to ensure volunteers have a strong infrastructure behind them. The new service preserves the traditional bureau structure, but will offer additional options for RSGB members who send cards. Find out more about these developments on the newly updated QSL Bureau pages on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/QSL. RSGB national representatives in North and South Wales have launched a new challenge. The 40-metre challenge encourages radio amateurs to make as many QSOs as possible on the 40-metre band between the 1st and 28th of February. The event has six categories to enter and is open to individual RSGB members living in Wales and members of RSGB-affiliated clubs located in Wales. Certificates will be awarded to the top station in each category, as well as a 7 MHz challenge trophy for the RSGB-affiliated club with the most QSOs submitted by its membership. Find out more by searching 40-metre challenge in the search bar on the RSGB website at rsgb.org. Have you got ideas for activities that will inspire and engage young foundation license holders? The RSGB is looking for an enthusiastic and innovative person to become its volunteer youth activities and engagement champion. The role will take the lead on youth-focused activities and help in promoting and supporting events such as YOTA Month and the annual IARU YOTA Summer Camp. Read the full details of this exciting role and how to apply it at rsgb.org/volunteers. The RSGB is seeking to appoint a new advertising agent to take over from the current contractor upon their retirement. This is an exciting opportunity to work with the UK's National Amateur Radio Society and manage advertising sales across a diverse portfolio of respective publications and digital platforms. If you are a contractor or an agency and can support the development of RSGB advertising and contribute to the growth of its publications and digital platforms, this opportunity could be for you. Go to the RSGB website at rsgb.org/careers to find out more. Applications are closing soon, so don't delay if you're interested. Yota Months took place in December and was full of young radio amateurs having fun on the air. If you were involved with the event, don't forget to share your experience by featuring in a Yota Month special in the March edition of Radcom. To be included, email your photos and a short report to radcom@rsgb.org.uk by the 23rd of January at latest. And please make it clear that the photos can be used on social media. A reminder that the RSGB will stop in offering the Intermediate 100 Award and the VHF/UHF Activity Award at the end of 2026. Anyone working towards these awards will have until the end of the year to complete the necessary QSOs. The RSGB has numerous other awards for you to chase, so get started by going to rsgb.org/awards. The Simon Langton Grammar School for Boys is having a What is My STEM Future conference for Canterbury School pupils aged between 10 and 13. The event aims to give students a sense of what science, technology, engineering and mathematics is, and to help them plan for their futures. The conference program includes 4 workshops, one of which will be on amateur radio and Morse. Under supervision, students will have the opportunity to operate the school's amateur radio club call sign, Golf 3 Oscar Sierra Lima. Listen out between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. on Wednesday, the 21st of January, when pupils will be active using CW on the 40 and 20 meter bands. Read more about the event via rsgb.org/school-zone. And now for details of rallies and events. On Sunday the 25th of January, the Lincoln Shortwave Club Winter Radio Rally will be held at Festival Hall, Caistor Road, Market Raisin, postcode Lima November 8, 3 Hotel Tango. This is an indoor event with ample free parking. The doors will be open from 10 a.m. and admission is £3. Tables cost £10. To book tables or for more information, contact Steve M5ZZZ on 077-77-699-0699 or email m5zzz@outlook.com. The Red Rose Winter Rally, organised by the West Manchester Radio Club, will take place on Sunday the 8th of February at Mather Hall, Mather Lane, Lee, postcode Whiskey November 7 to Papa Juliet. Exhibitors can gain entrance from 8:15 a.m. and the doors open to visitors at 10 a.m. Last car park, catering, bring and buy, raffle, improved disabled access and a seating area will be available on site. For more information and booking, visit whiskeymikeromeocharlie.co.uk. Now the special event news. The Royal Association of Radio Amateurs in Morocco is active as Charlie November 35 Charlie Alpha November during the 35th Africa Cup of Nations. African national football teams compete against each other every 2 years. Recently, the station was worked on the 20-meter bands using SSB. For more information, visit qrz.com. The Straight Key Century Club's Straight Key Month is currently underway. The annual on-air event commemorates the club's founding in 2006 and celebrates the original instruments of early radio telegraphy, including straight keys, bugs and cootie keys. Listen out for the Kilo 3 Yankee call sign, which is being aired from the 10 United States call areas. Information on the event and QSL instructions can be found at tinyurl.com/SierraKiloCharlieCharlie2026. Now the DX News. Jonathan, W5GI, is active as Victor Papa to Victor, /Whiskey5GolfIndia, from Anaguda in the British Virgin Islands, NA023, until Tuesday the 20th of January. He operates SSB and FD8 on the 40 to 10 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World. Andre ON7YK is active as Charlie5 Yankee Kilo from the Gambia until Sunday the 25th of January. He operates using SSB, digital mode and some CW on the 20 to 10 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL, or direct to his home call. Now the contest news. Tomorrow, 19th of January, the RSGB FD4 series contest runs from 2000 to 2200 UTC using FD4 on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted. The exchange is your report. On Tuesday the 20th, the RSGB 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 23 centimeter band. The exchange is signal report 2 number and locator. The CQ Worldwide 160 meter DX contest starts at 2200 UTC on Friday the 23rd and runs until 2200 UTC on Sunday the 25th of January. Using CW on the 160 meter band, the exchange is signal report and CQ zone. American stations also send their state, and Canadian stations send their province. The British Amateur Radio Teledata Group, Sprint, starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 24th, and runs until 1200 UTC on Sunday the 25th of January. Using RTTY on the 80 to 10 meter bands, where contests are permitted, the exchange is your serial number. This is Golf Bravo 2 Romeo Sierra from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 15th of January, 2026. The solar flux index increased a little last week, but was never exceptional. We started at 111 on the 11th of January and ended at 127 on Thursday the 15th. Hardly much to get excited about. The 11th of January also marked the most geomagnetically disturbed day of the week, with the KP index hitting 5.33. Luckily, the rest of the week was more settled, with the KP index not getting above 3 for the 3 days up to Thursday the 15th. The sun also produced 2 M-class solar flares in that time, but there were no X-class events. This has meant reasonable HF propagation, with the maximum usable frequency of over 3,000 kilometres climbing steadily after sunrise, often reaching more than 30 megahertz. But it's been choppy, with many falls below 25 megahertz during the day. So if you're a 10 meter band operator, stick with it, as you may find conditions improve after 10 minutes or so. Nighttime maximum usable frequencies are still falling to around 7 to 9 megahertz over a 3,000 kilometer path, often dropping further, leaving the 40-meter band closed to many. A quick check of the NCDXFF IBP beacon chain around midday on Thursday the 15th showed that the 24.930 MHz beacons were probably the most active, but DX signals were still a little watery. The lower bands are still coming up with the goods though, with Hong Kong being reported on 80 meters using CW, 3D2 USU in Fiji is also being worked on the 20 meter band using CW, according to the CDXE Slack group. The KP5/NP53I the Seicho Island DX position has been another source after entity this month. Station has been reported as being worked from Europe on the 30 meter band using FD8, on the 80 meter band using CW, and the 40 meter band using upper sideband. That's what it says here. Next week's DX expeditions include 9X2AW in Rwanda, 5H3DX in Tanzania, P40AA in Aruba, and PJ29ND on Curaçao Island. Also reported to be active are VE3VSM/HR9 on Roatan Island in the Caribbean, Z81D in South Sudan, H44MS on the Solomon Islands, and FT4YM in Antarctica. If you work any of them, send your reports to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Next week, the Cirrus Index is predicted to climb slightly, perhaps peaking at 140, before heading back down to 120 to 130 at the end of the month. Geomagnetic conditions are forecast to be settled next week, before becoming unsettled again on the 28th of January. Now the VHF and up-propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The current unsettled pattern looks likely to continue for the next week with low pressure nearby for much of the time, driving a series of rain-bearing fronts across the country. This will provide some opportunities for rain scatter, although these fast-moving winter systems may need some delicate rotator work to keep track of them. Troppo seems unlikely to feature much, if at all, during the period. The prospects of meteor scatter are best for random meteors around dawn, since we're now entering a long period between important meteor showers. This will last through to the Lyrids in late April. Solar conditions may be interesting due to a large sunspot group moving into view, so don't abandon hope of potential auroral activity, and, as usual, monitor the KP index for enhanced values above 5, ideally reaching 7 or more. A final note about Sporadiki, which last week provided some mid-winter QSOs, including on the 4-meter band. This was encouraged by the stronger winter jet streams, although we are now moving out of that traditional winter window of activity. Check the FOES trace on the propquest.co.uk graphs to make sure you don't miss any final throws of the winter Sporadiki season. For EME operators, moon declination is at a minimum this weekend and negative all next week, going positive again on Friday the 23rd. Path losses are falling and moon window length and peak elevation are increasing. 144 MHz sky noise was high from Friday the 16th and the sun and moon are close in the sky today. Sky noise will be low from tomorrow onwards. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that the details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. So this is meetings for all of Wales and our usual sort of coverage area for the southwest. And we start with the southwest. Gordano Amateur Radio Club meets on Wednesday from 8 p.m. at The Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20 8JT. Contact is Malcolm, G4KPM, GordanoRadio@gmail.com. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m, talks start at 8 p.m. The club welcomes all members and non-members. Contact is through nbarc.org.uk or Dave, G7BYN, on 07533 933 831. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. Contact is via Weston Radio Society at gmail.com. Yeovil Amateur Radio Club's meeting on Thursday focuses on weather balloon chasing. For details, you can email the secretary at yeovil-alpharomeocharlie.com. In Wales, Aberconfegan District Amateur Radio Club meets on Wednesdays from 7 p.m. at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End, CF32 9DY. Club is an approved RSGB examination centre for those wishing to study and take their amateur radio exams. The club is holding free workshops for all local radio amateurs over the winter months. The next workshop, entitled An Introduction to RayNet, is being held on Wednesday the 28th of January at Tondi Railway Club, station approach, Bridge End, CF32-9DY, and starts at 7:30 p.m. More details can be found on the club's Facebook page, and Rob, GW0RVR, is contact on 0165-633-8449, or you can email info@aberkenfigradioclub.com. On Tuesday, Bury Amateur Radio Society has a club night from 7:30 p.m. at Study Sports and Social Club, CF64-5SP, from 7 p.m. Carmarthen Amateur Radio Society is holding a quiz night from 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday. Chepstow District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesday of every month from 7:30 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16-7AD. Cwmbrannan District Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Wednesdays from 7 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44-6JZ. Dragon Amateur Radio Club. Tomorrow, the 19th, the club night at Canolfan Esgeifiog Gaiwen includes a talk by Stuart, GW0ETF, on Marconi in Ireland. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sunnydale, Cardiff, CF14-6EA, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Holy Island Amateur Radio Club meets at the Boathouse Hotel, Holyhead, on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Thurnessley Amateur Radio Society meets at the Swiss Valley Community Centre from 7 p.m. every Monday. Newport Amateur Radio Society, on Thursday, the Society hosts a meeting at Ruderin Tabernacle Church Hall from 7 p.m. North Wales Amateur Radio Group, tomorrow, 19th, is meeting at Bryn Cadno Community Centre at 7 p.m. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41-7SY, on Tuesdays between 7 and 9 p.m. Also on Tuesdays, St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society meets at the Portable Cabin next to Sarin Hall, SA18-3LN, from 7:30 p.m. And finally, on Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club holds its club night, starting at 7:30 p.m. at the High Cross Community Hall, Church Close, Rogerston, Newport, NP10-9SH. That ends this week's GB2RS News broadcast, brought to you by John, Golf Horde Tango, Romeo, November. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSTV website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rstb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSTB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.